Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. Today I'm excited to bring you something new. It is a series, and it's a series of 10-minute episodes, and there are 13 of them. So what is this series? It's actually what was recorded yesterday during the D&I Summit that included 13 incredible leaders who all picked a topic that was unique to them, and they interviewed each other. Now, I know 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but they are only about 10 minutes each. So if you have the time to fit it into your days, it would be great if you could try to listen to all 13 because each one is incredibly unique. And at the end of every one of the episodes, those speakers share three important actions for the industry to take so that we can all accelerate change together. In this session, Tara Kasson, CMO of Petco, interviews Stephanie Buscemi, CMO of Salesforce, on elevating diverse voices.
So I guess I get the wonderful pleasure now of continuing this amazing celebration and introducing Stephanie Buscemi, who's the Chief Marketing Officer from Salesforce.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, it's great to see you.
It's great to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Hey, so I had a blast reading through a lot of things that Salesforce is doing. And I love, you know, I was talking about being visible with Marcel. Right. You guys are incredibly visible, not only in what you're doing, but equally open about what you're not doing and could be doing better and laying out dashboards. And just talk to me a little about your guys' approach to how you're thinking about these things and what's driving it.
Yeah. It starts really with the core values of the company. Salesforce is in its 21st year, and what's been pretty amazing is that when they started the company, they identified four key values of the company: innovation, equality, customer success, and trust. And those have endured 21 years. And, you know, I've been in the industry almost 30 years, and I've never worked for a company that really lived its values to the same extent as Salesforce in terms of from the biggest decisions to the smallest decisions. So it's really something that's just worked into the muscle of the everyday conversation within the company. Like I said, big decisions, small decisions. And it makes a real difference because it's at the forefront of everything that we do. An example being when you look right now at technology, there's a lot of scrutiny out there. Is technology for good? Will technology take jobs? Will technology advance jobs? Will technology be for good? And we believe technology can absolutely be for good. And we look at our core value of equality and how do we go ahead and make sure that we are reskilling everyone, that everyone can have jobs and access to tech in this new normal out there. So if you look at it as an example, a very tangible example is we decided to democratize the accesses to technology, make sure that any underrepresented minority, anyone could get the tech skills they need to get a tech job. Anyone with a browser can go to trailhead.com and start to earn badges. You don't need to be a data scientist. You don't have to have a computer science degree. And then create a profile. And these people are creating profiles, and we are systematically tracking how many jobs people are getting. And one in four people who are taking these badges are then getting jobs. And that's making it accessible to everyone out there. So that's just one very tangible example of how our value of equality, it's like we want to make tech for good. We don't want to make it about taking jobs away.
But you know as well as I do, putting those things out there doesn't allow these things to happen. You seem to have a pretty strong point of view on the role that leadership needs to play and the vision needs to play to make that happen. And I think during this time, we're all seeing what the value of true leadership plays out, not only on this issue, but all issues we're managing through daily.
Yeah, I think in terms of leadership, someone said it earlier, and it's really about showing up and the responsibility of businesses. You know, we look at it today and think about it is business is a platform for change. Businesses have a responsibility to contribute and give back. We're not going to wait on the sidelines. We're going to be active in the communities that we serve. We look out at the diversity in our customer install base and our employees, and we think it's responsible to be able to advocate for all of those different groups out there. And it starts internally day to day. You know, we've been all been trying to give each other actions of things to do. Know your numbers. We get every single month a report that shows you the representation. And you can think you're doing a lot of interesting things, but it's pretty sobering once a month to get a report and just see, oh, am I really moving the needle for all that action? What's the outcome? And really being outcomes driven. So I think knowing the numbers and really cascading that at all levels in the organization, that that's really in our DNA, is helping us. I see it as tireless, and that there is no finish line. I don't think there's any finish line any time in line of sight, at least in my lifetime. I wish I could say otherwise for my daughter and everyone else's families and children, but there's no finish line on equality. But I think it does start with knowing your numbers and really challenging yourself in your day-to-day conversations, what you're doing right in your organization, and what are you doing within your communities. One other thing that was mentioned earlier that I think is important outside of just the four walls of your organization is we all can give something back. I mean, we all are in, you know, this is a horrible situation with this pandemic, but I think we are, everyone here is of the very fortunate. And I think everyone should leave this and ask themselves, what media have I donated? Like Claudia called it earlier. Have you donated media? If you haven't, you better, and you should. Have you donated your resources of your team? You have creative resources, marketers, help tell the stories, help get the stories out there. And I call them good and bad maybe stories. You know, I don't think it's good when we just show stories of underrepresented minorities in unfortunate circumstances, because I do believe you cannot be what you cannot see. I think it's more powerful when we go and take all these pieces, like people, like we just saw Bose, badass. Are we telling those stories? Are we telling her story enough? Are we elevating all these amazing leaders in the underrepresented minority community and telling their stories so more people can see it and get behind it?
Yeah, I love that notion that you can't be what you can't see. It's a fantastic way.
No, but you look right now, there was an interesting montage put together on YouTube that showed a lot of the commercials that are out there right now. And it had condensed probably 50 commercials, and they were all with violins. They were all somber. They all reflected underrepresented minorities compromised. And while that has truth to it, and we need to have that discussion, I think we equally need to show the next generation in those communities that there are a ton of amazing badass leaders out there, so that they can see that and be inspired and motivated by that and make room for that.
You know, are there things that in particular that you guys have been doing and leveraging your power you're particularly proud of that you'd want to share?
Yeah, we. I always say to people, we made lemonade out of lemons. So, you know, I like to believe that I'm an inclusive leader, but I had a situation occur almost 2 years ago now where a asset was built, a video asset, that was really tone deaf, and it got out the door. And I remember kind of the call coming in, we took it down and, you know, having the conversation with our CEO, who said, you know, you got to tell me that's never going to happen again. And I wanted to believe that, but I realized it's a really large marketing organization, lots of people creating content. So we went back to say, and we audited all of our content and looked at it under what we call the 6 inclusive principles of marketing, and really looking at the tone, looking at the context, looking at the language, looking at the appropriation. Are we countering any stereotypes? We looked at all of those things, and we actually found some things that we said didn't make the cut. And now, instead of creating some separate team who audits things, it's in the DNA of every marketer. Every marketer at Salesforce gets certified on these six inclusive principles of marketing. Everyone is responsible to make sure that we're representing in everything that we do. But I've actually put it out on that on Trailhead, which is our free online learning. So any of you are welcome to check it out as well. But it's been really helpful for us as an organization.
I think we've got like a minute left. So why don't we put up your three things and you can have more quick words of wisdom and then we'll, here we go.
I think the most important to me is we are storytellers as marketers and telling those stories. I hit on it already, but back to you cannot be what you cannot see. Tell those stories of these amazing leaders across the African American, the Hispanic, the Asian, the LGBTQ community. Let's get more of those stories out. Ask yourself, how many of those stories are you telling, and do more. Make sure that you're giving to your community. I mentioned that as well before. What are the things you're giving them in terms of tools? We're giving them free access to getting tech skills to get jobs. We're giving them donated media, donated pro bono marketing resources. Everyone on this participating today can do something. And then really start with your immediate team. Educate. Is it a value of your team? Is equality truly a value of your team? And how does that get expressed and manifested in everything that you guys do every day? I think you have to ask yourself that and then make sure that you have proof points that of how that gets expressed in your decisions every single day. Otherwise, it's sort of just something on the wall or in a slide deck and you're not really living it.
Well, I love the authentic and humble and human approach you guys are taking. It's a pleasure to see you. And with that, I will pass it over to you to take on your next conversation.
Awesome. It's great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this very special and important edition of CMO Moves. I do hope you'll find time to tune into the other 12 segments that we have here posted for you. Also, please note that if D&I is important to you and to your organization and to your teams, we encourage you to also check out the new podcast on Adweek called D&I TBD. You can find D&I TBD on adweek.com or wherever you download your favorite podcast.